Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the score?
Sure can. 2, 3, and 4. Faith has 2, Charlie has 3, and Kiri has 4.
All right. So, Faith, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, an attack with a knife left the U.S. ambassador to blank hospitalized.
South Korea.
Right. Senate Republicans fell 5 votes short of overturning President Obama's veto of the blank bill.
Keystone.
Right. After 2 months of jury selection, the trial of the blank bomber began on Wednesday.
Boston.
Yes, Boston Marathon. A Massachusetts woman impersonating her boyfriend in order to withdraw money from his bank account was foiled when employees saw blank.
Her mustache fell off.
Exactly right. According to police, not such a great disguise. Researchers in Ethiopia say they've discovered a jawbone belonging to one of the world's first blanks.
Homo sapiens.
Yeah, human ancestor. The Ringling Brothers Circus announced that they intend to phase out blank acts by 2018.
Elephant.
Right. A substitute teacher in Ohio will be sent to jail for 90 days after showing a high school class a movie entitled Blank.
Oh, the title?
Yes.
I know it was like a horribly obscene and violent movie.
It was, but it was called The ABCs of Death. Yes. The ABCs of Death, it sounds educational until you get to the of death part. It's a horror anthology film depicting a grisly death or horrible incident, one for each letter of the alphabet. It's E for exterminate. In any event, the students leapt to her defense with their own short film, C is for the coolest substitute teacher ever. This is true. The jury foreman said, after they sent her to jail for 90 days, said that they believed her when she said that she didn't know what the film was, but not, quote, after the 3rd, 4th, and 5th screening. How did Faith do in our quiz?
She's very well. 6 right, 12 more points, 14, and she has the lead.
Excellent. All right. Very well. It's a very good round. Faith studies up. Charlie, you're up next. Fill in the blank. After a 3-month battle, the House approved a bill that would fund the blank for the rest of the year.
The Department of Homeland Security.
That's right. Thousands gathered this week to protest the murder of an opposition leader in blank.
Russia.
Right. On Monday, military forces in Iraq launched a campaign to recapture Tikrit from blank.
ISIS.
Right. After a 30-year congressional career, Maryland Senator Blank announced he would be retiring in 2016.
Barbara Mikulski.
Right. A fire chief in Canada was forced to remind citizens that blank was not a legitimate reason to call 911.
They were lost.
No. They were just checking to make sure that 911 was still working. A lawyer for Blank said he would be willing to return to the United States if he could be guaranteed a fair trial.
Edward Snowden.
Right. An Ireland man who attempted to steal a Mercedes by throwing a brick through its window blanked.
Missed.
No. He was right on target. He hit the window, bounced off the window, hit him in the head, and knocked him out. The incident was captured on a security camera, so we take back anything bad we've ever thought about the surveillance state. Bill, how did Charlie do in our quiz?
Charlie got 5 right, 10 more points, 13 total, but Faith still has the lead.
All right. How many, then, does Kiri need to win?
5 to tie, 6 to win.
Ooh. Here we go, Kiri.
High bar, high bar.
You can do it. This week, the Supreme Court heard arguments in the legal challenge against blank.
Affordable Care Act.
Yes. LaGuardia Airport was briefly closed on Thursday after a plane blanked.
Skidded off the runway.
Right. The Supreme Court of Alabama ruled that the state must uphold its ban on blank.
Same-sex marriage.
Right. On Wednesday, a hospital in Liberia released the country's last known blank patient.
Ebola.
Right. A lawmaker in Oklahoma petitioned to change his state's official vegetable because its current official vegetable is blank.
A fruit.
Yes, it's the watermelon. This week, Google announced that they'd be starting their own small-scale blank service.
Car service.
No, wireless for your phone. Best known for playing Mr. Spock on Star Trek and a friend of this show, blank passed away at the age of 83.
Leonard Nimoy.
Right. This week, a Seattle man was disciplined for sexting while blanking.
Having sex.
No. He was sexting while performing surgery.
Oh, not good.
The Department of Health revoked the man's medical license after it was discovered that over the past year, he had sexted while performing surgery. Well, we all know you should only sext while driving a car. Bill, did Kiri do well enough to win?
She got 6 right. 12 more points, and when we totaled it up, she had 16 in the win.
Congratulations, Kiri. Hard to do, but you did it.